What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. So you're obviously somebody that values relationships at a very high level. Do you have a strategy for building and growing your network and just maintaining those relationships with those people?
I'll tell you my strategy for meeting and maintaining relationships with people in just three words: pay to play. That's it. You got to pay to play. No one is going to look at you from day one if you haven't accomplished anything and say, you know what? I'm going to take this person under my wing and teach them everything that I know. I've built these multi-million and billion dollar companies, and I just want to take this random scrappy kid that I've never met before, and I just want to change that person's life. That has never, ever happened, and it never will. You have to pay to play. You got to pay your dues. And now at my level, I do it where I just pay money in exchange to learn faster. That's just how I treat money. But in the beginning, that paying to play is by putting out more videos, putting out more content, marketing yourself, always being in so many different places to network with people, have everyone know what you do. You're putting in the time so that people know who you are and that they know that you exist. And so I think the concept of paying to play is almost like a lost art. You know, if you ever message someone and they don't know who you are, but you come at them with the approach that, hey, you know, you owe me something. Like, I feel like I have something to offer and you should give me your time in exchange. You're already at a disadvantage. It's never going to work. If you drop into the DMs and you just say, hey, we should connect, or hey, you know, I really think you can do better by getting your profile verified and get your engagement up or whatever. That's if you try to disrespect me or what I'm doing, that's not the best way to introduce yourself. You know, right now, the easiest way to connect with people is on Clubhouse. You can hop into a room, you know, get on notifications for someone, follow them the moment they hop in a room, jump into that room and raise your hand. They'll probably bring you up to the stage. And if you take the first 15 to 30 seconds to say something that's going to catch their attention and grab them, guess what? That's another way to pay to play. You just took the time and the energy to jump into that person's room. Because like just in the past week, I was talking with Jesse Itzler. I was talking with Grant Cardone. I was talking with all these, you know, mindset coaches and the people that would normally charge you thousands or tens of thousands of dollars an hour for their time. And it was absolutely free. And I got to ask whatever questions I wanted because I pay to play. Even to this day, I pay to play. Whether it's my money or my time, my attention, my energy, I'm going to pay you to play in that arena to get something from you that hopefully is going to benefit me and benefit both of us in a mutual way that we can grow together. But first, I got to pay my dues.
I love that answer, man. And too many people forget that. Like I get people reaching out to me asking how I get the guests I get on here and just how I do that. But the only reason that I can get the guests that I get on here at this point is because I've been building the brand for the last 3 years. I've been paying the dues. I've been making sure that I'm in front of all of these people. And then, like, I'm sure you don't just say yes to every podcast that pops into your inbox.
Absolutely not. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The very first thing that I do, and I don't even do the podcast setups. I have my content creator do it. But the very first thing I do is look at your reviews. I just don't know, unless someone tells me I should connect with you. The only thing that I have to judge you based off of your performance is your reviews on, in the podcast app, like on my phone. So if I'm in that, if I look at your reviews and you have, you know, hundreds of five-star reviews, it's like, okay, well, in order to get hundreds of reviews, you've probably had thousands of people listening. And of those, the thousands of people that were listening, they must have liked you. And there probably were some in there that didn't like you. And I'll always assume that there's more people that drop off than the ones that stay. So you've probably reached tens of thousands of people with this podcast. Like, that's worth my time. But the people that feel like that I owe them something, hey man, you should get on my podcast, and they have, you know, three or five reviews, or they've only been up and running for a week or 2 weeks, it just doesn't work like that. And it's not like I think I'm a huge brand that I'm unapproachable, or it's just, is it worth my time? You know, like I run an 8-figure law firm right now. And I don't mean 8 figures like some of these Amazon and like social media gurus say, where they've ran 8 figures in ad spend for someone else. No, I'm talking about, I own the business that generated 8 figures and I own it 100%. So I know that the value of my time should at least be the amount of time, the value of the hours that I put in at that 8-figure scale over the course of a year. So if I don't see that sort of value in reciprocity, then I expect the podcast host to be the one that's paying to play. You know, I expect the person that's hosting me or trying to introduce me on their podcast or get me in their network has gotten on one of my paid consulting calls, whether they pay the $1,000 or $2,000, whatever it is. And in that time, they get to know me, I get to know them, and I say, you know what? I'll be a guest on your podcast. Let's do it. You know? And my prediction is that your podcast is going to be, you know, on the top charts ever, because you're building that brand the right way, bro. You're doing it exactly like how it should be. You know, you're not cutting corners. You're not expecting anyone to give you handouts, and you're putting in the work. You pay the dues. And I definitely want to see you more on Clubhouse too, bro.
Absolutely, man. We're actually Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays and Fridays, 10 a.m. Central, and then Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to be live every one of those days. So I'd love to have you pop in any day and join us in the conversation, man.
Yeah, that'd be great, bro.
Awesome. Well, is there anything that I didn't ask you about today that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, so I like to share my social media strategy like in a nutshell. I think the way that people try to, build their social media pages, they try to advertise and it doesn't necessarily work. So I'd love to share my social media strategy and just hopefully help someone that's trying to figure out how to bring in clients or business to their page.
Yes, please.
All right. So obviously boring content kills. No one wants to watch your video if you are boring. No one wants to engage with your post if they think that there is nothing in it for them. At the very least that you can give them is that smile or a little chuckle or, you know, something that educates them. So I focus on my intent with all of my content. I want to make sure that my intention is not to advertise on my content, on my social media pages. So that's what I do. I intend to entertain first and to educate second. And so before you post something on your social media, use this rule of thumb. If it looks like an ad and it smells like an ad, it's probably a piece of shit, right? So I post my content with the intention of entertaining people and educating them. And that's how I'm generating clients. It's really not a secret. You don't see me putting out ads and say, hey, I fight for maximum compensation and blah, blah, blah. No, man, I'm an approachable guy. You can message me on social media, DM me on TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. Find me on Clubhouse. You can find me. I'm approachable. I'm there. And that's the brand that I try to put out on social. And that's what I recommend to professionals and all entrepreneurs that want to grow their social media following and to generate clients the right way.
That is the best advice that you could possibly give anybody trying to get into marketing, because there's so many gurus out here that are literally saying, post about your business every day. And it's not that simple.
No, it's not, bro. Look, business is simple, but it is not easy. Marketing is simple, but it is not easy. I think that you need to maximize the value of your posts. And so obviously, we know that if you have subtitles on your videos, you're going to have at least 80% more engagement, because 80% of people that watch videos watch them with the sound off. So put subtitles in your videos. Obviously, we know that Facebook dings you if you don't have engaging content. So within the first 3 to 5 seconds, grab people's attention. You know, shake your hand like, hey, stop what you're doing right now. Stop scrolling right now and watch this video. I'm going to teach you exactly how I post my content on social to get the most engagement and get clients for my practice. First, I start by posting on TikTok. I get the videos on TikTok. I use the subtitles within that app. It's absolutely free. And sometimes I'll get some music in the background just to get a little bit exciting. Post it on TikTok, and then I share it on Instagram as a reel if it's under 30 seconds, or as a regular video if it's over 30 seconds. Then I share that content to Facebook. So one video that I record on my phone is now on 3 different platforms. Then if a video performs well, I run it as an ad. I literally go into the business manager, you know, decide who I want to target. Most of the time I'm just targeting my followers and friends of their followers. I boost it as an ad. And I, the purpose of that ad is just to build brand awareness, and they have the option of sending me a message. That's it. That's how I advertise for free, by creating video content that I can share on three different platforms. And you can do that every single day. You can spend 10 minutes a day to create exciting, engaging content. And remember, has to be entertaining first and educating second. So that's my strategy. And I hope that whoever's listening that actually tries this today, I challenge you to try to post 100 videos this year. It's not hard. I challenge you to post 100 videos on social media and try different types of videos. Try videos where, you know, you have your hand out and you're recording like this and say, hey, what's up? Try it with widescreen. Try it where it's a stationary video. Try it where you have a background. Try it where you have a, like a podcast mic in front of you. Try different types of video and see how they perform. You have to test different styles of video, and then try posting them in the morning time, the afternoon time, evening time. I can go ahead and tell you the videos that you try to post between lunchtime and those 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's the dead zone, because all the companies are trying to advertise at that same time. That's when most people are awake. They're in that lunch lull, right? So they're like, oh, let me grab my phone and just go ahead and text, see what happens. You know, don't post during that time. Those are dead zones. So if you spend time practicing on different types of content, posting them at different times, and you do it at least 100 times, I promise you, you're going to learn so much about your business, about what your clients want. And ultimately, that's going to lead to more success in your business. And that's it.
Absolutely, man. And that really just goes back to the consistency again. That ties all the way back to the consistency. And if you're actually showing up and doing the damn thing, because it's not hard to make video content. You just got to make yourself do it.
No, you're
absolutely right. That's how you learn everything.
Yeah, we overanalyze so much. We're so critical of ourselves, and it's kind of like the beginning of this podcast. I was telling you, dude, just don't worry about everyone else thinks. You want the secret to success? Don't care. That's the secret.
Perfect. Well, man, I know that we could go on for hours if we let ourselves, but I'm just going to ask, what is the best way for people to see more of you and get involved with you?
Yeah. So the best way to find me is on, just searching CEO Lawyer anywhere, Google, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. I'm CEO Lawyer. And you can DM me on Instagram. You can message me on Facebook. You can, you know, catch me on TikTok or Clubhouse or whatever. I use that username everywhere. And yeah, I'm a social media junkie. I'm literally on all these different platforms because I know that there's value. And I'm also trying to build my brand. I'm also trying to grow my law firm. And so if you really want my attention, you bring me a car accident case, because that's what I'm doing. That's my business. You know, it's like, if you're a realtor and someone's like, man, you're a really successful real estate agent, how can I connect with you? Well, shit, bring me someone that wants to buy a house. It's that easy, you know? And then now you've got my attention. So it's kind of like that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I forgot what it was. It might've been in Django, where he says like, you had my curiosity, but now you've got my attention, right? And so you get people's curiosity by showing them that you can provide them with something that they absolutely need. And then you grab their attention. Once you have that curiosity piqued and you go in for the kill, you say, look, I've got this thing that's going to do so well, and I just need 30 seconds of your time. All right, well, you've got my attention. Let's go. And so when people want to know how they can connect with me, very simple. I'm a personal injury lawyer. I'm a car accident attorney. Hook me up with someone that's your friends or family that was in a car accident. Trust me, you're going to get my attention, because that is 100% my business. That's what I do. If you're a realtor and you know there's someone that's a real estate agent you want to connect with, bring them a client that wants to buy a house or sell a house. If someone is a very, very successful entrepreneur that does e-com or does digital sales or does anything in the influencer space, figure out something that's going to be valuable to them and bring that to the table. That's it. That's how you connect with people. And so you can find me on all of my social media platforms at CEO Lawyer. And I promise you, the easiest way to get my attention and anyone else's attention is to bring them something valuable to their business. That's how you're going to connect with me. And that's how you're going to connect with literally anyone on the planet.
Awesome, man. Well, let's just drop the mic on that. Honestly, you dropped so many bombs on this show. We're gonna have to bring you back for part two with my co-host, that's for sure.
Man, I would love that, bro. I definitely appreciate you bringing me on, man. And, dude, keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. I love watching other people grow. And I know it takes a lot of effort and time to build something that's impressive, man. So kudos to you, man. Keep bringing the heat on this show. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for your time today. I know how valuable it is.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.